grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk tonight about Joseph. We don't often talk about him, but I think that he has a personality and a uniqueness about him, although we lose sight of him after, I guess, Jesus is 12 years old or so. We really don't know what happens to Joseph. There's many theories, but they're just that. There's nothing biblically. And our message this evening that I want to talk to you about is one thing I know we can talk about, Joseph. And that revolves around his fear of the unknown. Joseph, of all men, lived with the fear of the unknown. In our current culture, it may seem kind of minor now about the discussion of pregnancy and out of wedlock births and dilemmas like that. But back in his time, this was incredibly serious. He was betrothed to a lovely young woman by the name of Mary. They had legally married in union, but they have never consummated their marriage. And it would be about a year before the final celebration, but their marriage was real. He was married to Mary. They were husband and wife. But he had dreams. I'm sure he did. Any young man would. He's going to have a wonderful wife. He was going to have a great life. He was going to have a big family and support them with what he considered a thriving carpentry business. But all these dreams vanished and were lost. Mary was suddenly found to be with child. She was pregnant. And Joseph knew he was not the father. So therefore, somebody else was. Can you imagine what's going through his head? But what should he do? The future with Mary now was very complicated. He could continue with the marriage, but it wasn't that simple. The Old Testament law, if you can recall the Old Testament, it said this: for an adulterous woman, she was to be stoned if her guilt was confirmed. That was in Deuteronomy. This was impossible for Joseph to do. He could not allow the woman that he loved to be stoned to death. Okay, so he had a second option under the law. He was a just man, and he was willing to do something that he did not want to do. But he was not going to allow Mary to be put under the shame or a curse of society. So he resolved what to do was divorce her quietly. Yeah, quietly. Let's get this done so nobody knows about it. The shame could be avoided as well as the punishment for unfaithfulness. He loved her and did not wish any hardship upon her. So here we are, Joseph. Doesn't know what to do. He thinks he knows what he's going to do, and it's breaking his heart. He's destroyed. And as he's deliberating about this, he's in bed, he's tossing and turning, he doesn't know what to do, and what happens? An angel of the Lord appears to him. A messenger. We talked about that last Wednesday, I think. And he needed a message. For the first words of the angel kind of reveal the mindset of Joseph as he struggles. The angel says, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife." Now, Joseph was struck with fear. The word in the original language of Hebrew can bring forth the idea of panicked flight, even total terror. And it was terror. It was fear of the unknown, fear of going through with the marriage despite the unknown of Mary's pregnancy and the unknown of the consequences of breaking. Now he was going to break the holy law of God. If word got out that Mary was pregnant before the actual ceremony and celebration, the whole community would know. What about his reputation? He was a responsible businessman in Nazareth. He did not know how this was going to play out. One can imagine such things. Can you imagine what was weighing on his mind? A heavy burden of worry. He should have been excited about his future, planning eagerly and preparing a home he and Mary could have together. And this is the, Josie, you'll love this part because this is where you find out what this sermon's about. Fear is the enemy of hope. Fear in your heart is the true terror of hope. It robs us of the assurance that God is in control, that God has a plan, that even the darkness of the present might yet become the light of a better day. God's solutions to Joseph's fear, however, was not the assurance that all things are going to just be fine. No, it didn't say that. He must have been surprised by the amazing promise he heard. "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus, for he's going to save the people from their sins." So Mary wasn't just pregnant. Oh, no. No, the child in her womb was conceived by the Holy Spirit. God was the father of his son. And the name he was instructed to give to this new child it was kind of an ordinary name. It was common. It was a common male Hebrew name. Yet, on the other hand, this name was discerning of something incredible and world-changing. Joseph was to name this child Jesus, which means Yahweh saves. For as the angel declared, he will save his people from their sins. Here, Joseph was concerned about his immediate personal circumstances. And if you can you take this dichotomy that we're seeing here? He was worried about himself. He was worried about his reputation. He was worried about Mary's welfare. He had all these questions in his mind. And God was saying something much grander. He was planning to deliver all of mankind from sin itself and thus from death. Even hell, what could he possibly fear worse than death? If hope could survive death, it could survive anything. And even this was not the end of the message. There was more. There was another name. All this took place to fulfill. This is going to sound reminiscent to you. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Just as the prophet Isaiah had declared, in the darkness of fear, we often feel alone and isolated, even forgotten. And many of us do not like to talk about that, but I would be hard-pressed to find anyone in this church tonight that had not been afraid. We've all been afraid for a lot of different reasons, because we forget who's in charge. We forget that our Lord is the one that conducts our lives, not us. God was going to guide and strengthen Joseph and protect him every step of his way. But so much change in Joseph's life, so many unknowns in the future. How could he possibly entertain any real hope for tomorrow when he didn't even know what the next day is going to bring? But God was with him, Emmanuel. And the one over which he watched as a new foster father actually was end up to be the true promise for all mankind. The one who by his future death on the cross would be the deliverer from sin, from death, and the very power of evil. And then we hear it one more time tonight from God's angel, who is telling us, the one born of Mary is Yahweh. This one delivered you from your sins and certain death. You do not have to fear. This one born of Mary is Emmanuel, God with you. He is with you. You do not have to fear. And so what can you do? Now you can hope. The thing we've talked about for weeks now. Hope not just for this fleeting moment, for today, for tomorrow, next year, but for eternity. Your hope is grounded in God's promised presence, sent to save us and be there for us. Amen.